from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, the FDA is launching an independent review of toxic metals found in tampons. A study published last month showed the presence of lead in over a dozen other harmful metals in 14 commonly used brands. The study said the heavy metals likely found their way to the products through the manufacturing process. A new campaign aims to connect New Jersey residents with the state's newest resources.
Garden State Community Outreach.us is a one-stop webpage to help Jersey residents identify which programs they're eligible for and then apply for them. The state's also sending out a team of canvassers who will go door-to-door offering application help for resources and programs that provide access to affordable health care, utility bill relief, and Family Connects NJ, which connects parents of newborns with nurses for a personalized follow-up home visit. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And a parent attempted car theft in Rumson involved a large police response. Shots were fired. The Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office is part of the investigation today in the wealthy borough. Two Monmouth Assembly members put out a joint statement touting a new round of bills, saying it's time to ensure that law enforcement has the tools they need to protect residents. Cat eyes are a weapon similar to brass knuckles with points shaped like cat ears. Users place their fingers through the eyes of the weapon, often kept on keychains for self-defense and close to their fist. Transportation Secretary Administration officials have been seeing an uptick in cat eyes coming through airport checkpoints, says spokesperson Lisa Farbstein. So what happens?
So we don't confiscate them, but on a good deal of the time, people do voluntarily surrender them to TSA. And then we eventually transfer all the prohibited items to the state for disposal.
Someone with cat eyes in their carry-on can choose to repack them in a checked bag, return them to their car, surrender them to the TSA, and more. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Is it a washout this weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in-skin weather. Earlier this week, we were ringing some alarm bells for tomorrow. Multiple inches of rain, possible flooding. But that is not the case anymore. The forecast has changed significantly. It's still going to rain tomorrow, but it's not a heavy all-day super soaker. It's been a nice day today, and tonight looks good, too. No weather issues for you. Partly cloudy skies. Seasonable low temperatures in the lower 60s. For tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy, breezy, and fairly humid. High temperatures back in the 70s. There will be a chance of a shower in the morning. The better opportunity for some rain and maybe even a thunderstorm will be tomorrow afternoon through early evening. The sun comes out on Sunday. It'll be cooler and drier, highs only around 70, mostly sunny and upper 70s on Monday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Orange and Hillsborough, both 75 degrees. Toms River, 73. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes. This report brought to you by one of my favorite places, the Ewing Diner. You've got to try Ewing Diner's happy hour. Monday through Friday from 2:30, which means it's already going on, until 8 p.m. Enjoy 10 different specials for under $16 that change daily. Fresh, ingredient-inspired, and seasonal dishes that will keep you coming back. And, bonus, they're now open 24 hours.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.